This is VOA News. We are remote. I'm Marissa Melton. A European migrant aid group said Sunday that rescue ships picked up more than 700 people trying to cross the Mediterranean Sea in makeshift vessels this weekend. The latest figures came as United Nations migration officials repeated their calls for a fairer mechanism to share the responsibility of caring for migrants, rather than leaving it all to the Mediterranean countries. SOS Mediterranee said its vessel, the Ocean Viking, had carried out six operations in international waters since Saturday. Libya remains one of the main departure points for tens of thousands of migrants hoping to attempt the dangerous Mediterranean crossing. Most of them try to reach the Italian coast, about 300 kilometers away. The Egyptian army said eight soldiers have been killed in anti-terrorism operations. The armed forces released a statement saying most of the fighting took place in the northern Sinai, where militants loyal to the Islamic State group operate. The statement said 89 suspected militants were killed in the fighting in northern Sinai. Attacks by Islamic militants began spreading in northern Sinai after the military overthrew President Mohamed Morsi of the Muslim Brotherhood in 2013. Hundreds of policemen and soldiers and more than 1,000 civilians have died in the attacks, according to official statements. Eight people have been confirmed dead as a result of more than 100 fires along Turkey's southern coast. On Sunday, firefighters backed by helicopters fought blazes that threatened some of the country's main tourist areas. Hot weather and dry winds in southern Europe have contributed to wildfires across the Mediterranean region, including in Sicily, Italy, and western Greece. From Washington, this is VOA News.